The Story of the Queen of Sheba. Give me a fatwa about my matter. After the Queen of Sheba read the book to her people, she told them, O eminent persons, give me a fatwa regarding my matter. I will not decide on a matter until you bear witness. Brief words. It indicated the level of mind and intelligence of the Queen of Sheba. In addition to what we mentioned in the previous episode, these words contained several things, including consulting people. I expressed it by requesting a fatwa, and the way it issues decisions in its kingdom, and win the hearts of its people, and the humility of the Queen of Sheba. Al-Sadi, may God have mercy on him, said, it is her resolve and mind. She gathered the leaders of her state and the men of her kingdom and said, O eminent people, give me a fatwa about my matter. That is, tell me what we should answer him with. Do we come under his obedience and be led? Or what do we do? I would not decide anything until you bear witness. That is, I was not tyrannical about a matter without your opinion and advice. The Queen of Sheba has followed suit. And the behavior of wise people among kings and presidents. Those who do not express their opinion. They do not neglect the rational people of their people. They consult them on public and private matters. Al-Kashari, may God have mercy on him, said, I took consultation as required in major matters. The king should not be tyrannical in his opinion. He must have a group of people of opinion and insight. The path of consultation was ordered by the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. In the Holy Quran. And God Almighty said to his Prophet, because of the mercy of God, he softened for them. Even if you were stubborn and hard-hearted, they won't break up around you. So pardon them, ask forgiveness for them, and consult them about the matter. If you are determined, trust in God. God loves those who trust. So he applied that peace and blessings be upon him in his life. He consulted his companions regarding the Battle of Badr, Uhud, and Khandaq. He consulted them regarding the Alif incident, in which his honor was challenged and his wife Aisha, the mother of the believers. He consulted them on many issues that came before him in his life. How is it appropriate for someone who claims to love him and follow his way to leave this great path in arriving at a sound opinion? Consulting wise people has a great impact on their hearts and the hearts of the general public. He is known for consulting in the interests of the general public. He is loved and obeyed, and people rally around him and support Malika. Al-Zamashari, may God have mercy on him, said. What is meant by the fatwa is here. Pointing out to her what they have regarding the opinion and management that happened to her. I meant to go back to them and consult them. And poll their opinions. Seeking their sympathy and sweetening their souls to fill them and rise with them. Only the humble person should seek advice in all his matters. As for the arrogant person, he does not consult anyone. Because he glorifies himself and his opinion. He despises others and belittles his opinion. Therefore, hearts turn away from him and people turn away from him. He violates the Prophet's guidance and loses in this world and the hereafter. Even if kings and presidents took the path of consulting rational people, hearts would have gathered together over them. The people stood with them in great tribulations. But the real problem is between the leaders and the people. It is tyranny by opinion. And to follow the path of Pharaoh when he said, I only show you what I see, and I only guide you to a right path. Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said. Pharaoh said to his people in response to what this righteous, and rational man indicated. Who was more deserving of the kingship than Pharaoh? I only show you what I see. That is, what I tell you and indicate to you is only what I see for myself. Pharaoh lied. It was confirmed that Moses, peace be upon him, was truthful in the message he had brought. He said, I know that none sent down these things except the Lord of the heavens and the earth as all-seeing. And God Almighty said, they denied it and their souls were certain of it, unjustly and arrogantly. He said, I only show you what I see. He lied and slandered him. He betrayed God, blessed and most high, his messenger, peace be upon him, and his flock. He deceived them and did not advise them. And so is his saying, I only guide you to a right path. That is, I only call you to the path of truth, honesty, and guidance. He also lied about that. Even if his people obeyed him and followed him. God Almighty said, so they followed Pharaoh's command. And Pharaoh did not command Rashid. He said, his greatness is great. Pharaoh led his people astray, but they were not guided. And in the Hadith, no imam dies on the day he dies deceiving his flock. Except he did not smell the scent of heaven. Its scent can be detected from a distance of 500 years. And God Almighty grants success to what is right. This is tyranny of opinion. It does not reach a sound opinion in the face of the events that the kingdoms and states are exposed to. Rather, it is a sign of the fall of states. Because tyranny is caused by arrogance and people's contempt and contempt. And the foolishness of their opinions and tyranny on earth. This is destined to disappear. Consultation is only requested from wise people and people specialized in each art. It is not required of the general public. Among them are the learned, the ignorant, the rational, and the foolish. So he asked for advice. He must differentiate between a specialist and a non-specialist in the matter for which he seeks advice. Especially in issues that affect people's lives in general. This is contrary to what they call democratic thought. Democracy does not differentiate between the rational and the foolish, the knowledgeable and the ignorant. Some ignorant and foolish people enter parliamentary councils. Those who speak on issues that affect the fate of peoples. They did not turn to God, nor did they do good to their people. Seeking advice is not limited to the nation's major issues only. Rather, counseling is involved in many life issues. Because the opinion of two is better than the opinion of one. Therefore, God Almighty directed the spouses to consult on family issues. And God Almighty said, mothers breastfeed their children for 2 full years. For those who want to breastfeed, it is the duty of those to whom it is intended to provide and clothe them in a reasonable manner. No soul is burdened with more than it can bear. A mother shall not be harmed by her child, nor shall a newborn be harmed by his child. And on the wharf like that. If he wants a separation based on mutual consent and consultation, then there is no blame on them. If you want to breastfeed your children, there is no blame on you. If you deliver what you were given with kindness. And fear God and know that God is responsible for what you do in China. This is the breastfeeding system that God stipulated in his book. And explain its details. A woman cannot wean her infant except after consulting with her husband. If the consultation was guided by God in weaning the boy. In major issues in the family, it is preferable for both spouses to consult about them. It is not appropriate in the family for the man to express his opinion without consulting the wife. It is also not appropriate for the wife to express her opinion on family matters and raising children without consulting the husband. The family may consult another party from outside the family to improve its situation. It protects its entity from disintegration or breakage. All of this is good if the intentions are good and the advisor is chosen well. Queen Saba demonstrated another principle. It is that its decisions in its kingdom are not issued by anyone other than the wise and senior people who know them. She said, I would not stop doing anything until you bear witness. This is an important principle in the life of countries, societies, and families. Decisions should be issued with people's knowledge and consultation. People should not be surprised by a decision that affects their lives without their knowledge and does not benefit them. Abu Zara, may God have mercy on him, said. She gathered her people and made her speech with their nobles and those with opinions about them. Those who turn back and isolate, and she said to them, give me a fatwa about my matter. She added it to her. As she is responsible for them and addresses the affairs of the people on their behalf. She told them that she would not decide on a matter and decide on it with her own opinion alone without them. I would not decide anything until you bear witness, so that you can witness and see the matter and be together. And the word none is the word for prevention. Oh, did you not speak deleted? That is, until you witness me. That is, until you come with me. I will exchange the matter with you so that we may know what will be best for you. This is the way of the Queen of Sheba. No wonder her people ruled over her. Whose way of ruling was this? He loves, obeys, follows, and protects his king. But what do her people think after this show? We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. The story of the Queen of Sheba with the Prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him.